cling film and foil, I tell you what. But what if your fridge could tell you that the food was running out? What if you didn't need Weird Al Yankovic and his suggestions for wrapping stuff? As I mentioned, the Consumer Electronics Show for 2016 is on right now in Las Vegas. And I heard a bit about this new smart fridge. So I thought I'd get our brand new technology expert here for It's Just Not Cricket on. He's a business futurist, Morris Mizalowski. Happy New Year, my friend.
And to you, welcome to the future, 2016.
How was your festive period? Was it full of tech watching?
Well, not full of tech watching. It was actually quite wonderful. There was very little tech watching had by all.
Do you switch away? Is that part of your relaxation technique, is to move away from tech, the way that I kind of avoid the news when I'm on holiday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what I do for a living?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do that really regularly. I'm so used to tech, and I spend, as you can imagine, all my days surrounded by it. I actually do it on the weekends as well. In the evening, I put my phone away in my office downstairs and don't touch it overnight. So I'm quite disciplined by it, yeah. And over the period, I'm thrilled to get away from it. I still love people. Humans are wonderful. Technology just adds to it.
Nicely put, Morris. But now you're back into it, and the Consumer Electronics Show is on, so I imagine you're picking up lots of exciting stuff from there.
Oh yeah, Nerdvana, if ever there was one. I mean, the CES show is really the space each year when most of the brands display what they think they're going to be selling over the next 12 months. They make their big announcements there. In the past, and the show goes back to 1967, in the past, we've seen literally the first microwave, the first VHS, the first of many of the appliances we take for granted were shown at the CES.
Oh, wow. So it's got a strong history of it not just being pie in the sky, having things that end up as part of everyday life.
It's absolutely, well, practically impractical in many cases. So you're seeing things they want to sell, and Samsung will get to that in a moment. So you see lots of the brands that we know announcing what they want to sell over the next year. And the reason I keep saying that is because we may see it in some marketplaces around the world. Customers may not choose to buy it, so it may not be around for long, but it's what they intend, it's the direction they take. And there also is a growing part of it, which of course is tomorrow's world, things that we might see a few years from now. But it's a wonderful blend. It's a huge show. It takes, I went last year, it's literally, it's a 3-day show with a 1-day before for the press. Over 3 days, it's impossible to walk the entire show. And I know that sounds like an overstatement, but it's impossible to walk the entire show over 3 days. It has been in Vegas since the mid-90s. It actually started off, interestingly, for me anyway, it started off in 67 as part of the Chicago Music Festival. And it was the place where we saw new technologies, but it was a couple of booths apparently out the back of it, remembering that a lot of our technology in the 60s was around music. It was around record players, you know, cassettes that we hadn't seen yet. So that was where it grew from, and it became so large, it became its own show about new technologies somewhere around the mid-80s or so, and then expanded into what we have today. 170,000 people attending. Just extraordinary.
Wow.
You literally cannot get a room in Las Vegas. Again, not exaggerating. Literally can't get a room in Las Vegas over this period.
How fascinating. 17 minutes past here and It's Just Not Cricket. ABC Local Radio across Australia. Morris Mizalowski is our business futurist, our tech expert. So much we could talk about, but we'll focus in on this extravaganza. There's all these electronic gadgets and good things going on, but we want to talk food.
I don't want French fries.
In a way, we've been sold this dream literally since science fiction, I think going back 30 or 40 years. The Jetsons had it, this fridge that would be able to tell its owner, regardless of where they were in a supermarket, in a nearby room or across the planet, what was inside of it and what it might need, and hopefully even be able to order it independent of a human being. Now, that dream is slowly starting to come to fruition. There's this new space called Internet of Things, which has been riding for the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, but 5 years pretty much in most of our space. The Internet of Things is the growing reality that our objects, our cars, our toasters, our fridges, many of the things that we own are connected to the Internet. And because they are, we can search them, and down the track we might be able to do things because of it. And the fridge sits inside of this because it's one of the things that most people have in their homes. In fact, everybody would have one. It's the place where a lot of this new technology is first seen. And in this fridge, Samsung's had a couple of go at it. This is the third incarnation of these smart fridges. The other two did not sell particularly well. This is the third attempt at trying to make Internet of Things come to your local fridge.
What does it do?
Well, it doesn't make coffee. That's one of the bad things. But it does all sorts of other things. Yeah, I mean, really, it's letting us down already. Now, what this fridge is, so it's a normal fridge that we might see. It's fairly large. It has four doors on it, and it opens left and right. So what you have then in the top right-hand corner is a very large screen. It's a 21.5-inch or 54.6-centimeter screen. So it takes up the entire right-hand top door of the fridge, and that's one of its major changes from the previous years. In previous years, it's been a very small 13-inch screen. So in this space, you can imagine that we might be able to see something worthwhile, television, our calendars and other things
Morris
that are around.
Morris is busy, whoever's on the other line. We got him first. You just have to wait your turn.
Isn't that the way it always is? Now, So in this fridge, you have the capacity then of a very, very large screen, and a lot of the things that we'll see externally are on that. Now, of course, we'll be able to watch our movies on it if we want. I don't know why you can stand in front of your fridge and watch a movie. But more importantly, you'll be able to listen to music, because a lot of our music now is streamed increasingly. You'll be able to get recipes and things up on it. So much like any other computer or smart screen that we might have now. That's on the outside.
You can watch the cooking shows.
Well, you can. That's actually a very good purpose for it.
Do a bit of your recipes on the go.
Yeah, absolutely. And watch some YouTube. There's some great cooking tips. So the screen is large, and that's one of its best-selling points so far. Now, what it has when you get inside of the fridge is something that we've not seen before. And it uses what's called AI, artificial intelligence. What happens is when you open the door, it will take a picture of the food that you place on the shelf, and it will keep taking pictures every time you open the door. So you might put some cooked ham in the fridge, for instance. It'll take a picture of that, and the next time you put it in with a little bit less, it'll take another picture of it. The purpose for that is that when you are in the supermarket or wherever the notion takes you, you're able to dial in on an app on your phone into your fridge, and you will see the most recent pictures of your milk and your ham and your oranges and whatever else you have. So what you're seeing is not live, but near live of what's inside your fridge, and you can then decide if you need more or less of something before you purchase it.
So it's making visual notes for you, because I do. Do you do the list when you go shopping, or do you get the list like I do from my wife, and you know, she says get this, and I'm writing it down or putting it in my phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting a visualization of that.
So it's a bit of both. So what this does is to give you what's actually in there, because most of us, I'm sure, stand in some kind of retail outlet and say, well, do I really need milk, or have we run out of cheese, or do I have anything in the fridge? So this will tell you whether that's true or not. So that's an interesting advance in the way that we have it, but there's more in this fridge as well. This one, eventually, they want to hook it up to something called Alexa, which is an AI, an artificial intelligence, much like Siri from your Apple iPhone that talks to you. And what they're hoping to do is you'll be able to say things like, wake up fridge, do I have an orange in you, is there something here, and be able to talk to it and ask it all sorts of things, and it be able to speak to you, in other words, to say, I'm running out of milk, go and buy some. Now, that's a wish list. That's not yet built in. For some reason, they announced it as part of the product, but they also said that they haven't yet put it into the product, and they don't believe they're going to for the next year or so.
So, how fascinating.
Yeah, quite a strange thing to say.
Wake up, fridge. Make me coffee, fridge. Why can't you make me coffee, fridge? We've had this discussion, fridge. Don't make me come down there.
Yes.
We actually spoke to Siri the other week. She's a fascinating woman, Aussie Siri. We got her on the line from New York, and she also did a bit of specialist Siri stuff for us for the program.
Hello, I'm Siri and you're listening to It's Just Not Cricket with Glyn Greensmith. Glyn, being naked is not appropriate at this time of day, you cheeky bastard.
All right, Siri, we all make our own life choices. Morris, this sounds like a fascinating fridge, my friend, but I'm also now curious about all the the other stuff that's going on out there. Is there any chance we can get you back maybe next week to have a look at, I guess, the tech of 2016, the stuff that you know is coming our way that we wouldn't know because we're not in the industry? Is there some exciting things happening?
There's quite extraordinary things, and I would love to. I mean, we can talk about drones and augmented reality. We can talk about connected cars. There's all sorts of things. And CES is actually a good space to start the conversation from. So I look forward to that.
I like that you said that there's going to be AI in our fridge. So, like, Terminator is going to evolve from our fridge now. That's what's going to end humanity.
Well, I hope my fridge will be able to talk me down from the ice cream shelf. No, you don't really need it.
Morris, walk away. Have you back. Let's have you back next week. That'll be wonderful. We'll talk about some of the interesting tech that's coming our way in 2016, because that's always good stuff. Thanks, mate.
Look forward to it.
Our new tech correspondent here on It's Just Not Cricket is terrific, Morris Mizalovsky. Futurist, so we'll have him back next week, same time, and we'll talk a bit about some of that. But in the meantime, the smart fridge sounds pretty exciting.
Have a big dinner, have a white snack.